And let's see, what else? We did a little Christmas shopping. Well, actually, we didn't really, my wife and I, we went out Christmas looking. We didn't do any shopping. We're just looking at things and checking prices and things like that and availability of the items. It's cheaper that way. We just do a lot of looking. We're going to go back out after Thanksgiving, maybe next Sunday or Monday. We're going to just go out and start buying some stuff for Christmas. And as far as Thanksgiving is concerned, we're going to have a small turnout also. It's going to be about six of us. A lot of leftovers, which is good, but it's a small, usually have about 12, 14 people, but this year is kind of hard for whatever reasons. Some people couldn't make it this year. It's kind of hard to get 14 people logistically to come to our house all at the same time. It's kind of hard to get that many people. So it's going to be a smaller gathering. So, like I said, less to clean up, but a lot more leftovers too, which is a good thing also. So that's it for me on this end. I'm going to toss it back to 73 and listen to what everybody else has to say. So, then AEUI.
All right, Tom, as usual, you got a lot of things going on as well. Just like me, it's never a dull moment. I only got the weekends to do things. I did have Friday off from work, so I got some things done. Got a haircut and a few other things done around the house, and then we were down to Christmas at the zoo there, and I'll let Mike talk about that up next. And speaking of that, Mike, MMH, you're up next, and then I'm going to do a station break. Go right ahead, Mike.
Okay, KC8YVF, this is KDH-MMH. Well, thank you, Ron. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Like Ron said, we had a good time Friday evening in front of the Children's Zoo with the Holiday in the Heart of the Cities. Our great friend Jim Waits came again from Illinois to do the old-style Western Union telegraphs up to his friend in Fairbanks, Alaska. Had a good turnout. I'd like to thank everybody that came out and helped out. Gave us a hand setting up and tearing down and taking messages. Thanks to everybody that helped out with that. We did a little bit slower than previous years. I think the weather had something to do with it. In the past, we've had anywhere from up to 200, 250 messages on Friday evening. This year, we had maybe just a little over 100. And we had to put up with a little bit of the drizzle and light rain there, too, towards the end. But all in all, it turned out to be a great event, so I'd like to thank everyone that helped out on it. Other than that, that's about all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around, too, Ron, so I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and happy Thanksgiving, and stay safe. KDH-MMH, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net, Ron.
All right, Mike, you have a good Thanksgiving, too. We'll talk to you again next week. Yeah, and just a little side note, Jim wasn't feeling very well the week before, but he came up anyhow, as he normally does, tough trooper, but Mike and him did not do down at the Hoyt Library on Saturday. He wanted to head back home and try and recover. He still wasn't feeling real well. So we just had Friday night for the event itself, nothing on Saturday. So, of course, at that point, Santa's around there anyhow, so they can just give him the message directly since he's already in town from the parade. All right, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.